automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground. Into the blue again. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was. 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 Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
Standing in a hole, a 300-foot deep hole to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have 3 times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with 3 times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee for devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
What's your plan B? Is what you're doing taking you toward or away from your goals? Are you fulfilled? You can start over. The past is the past. This is a revolution of hope. We provide a way for extra income part or full time with a mission and vision of hope designed to inspire. This is the greatest movement on earth. Make a commitment to yourself and ask, what do you want your life to be like? Join us in our revolution of hope. Go to tellmeplanb.com or call 803-431-0777.
And now, the show that covers politics from all angles, Inside Politics with David Califf.
And you are Inside Politics with David Califf, the show that covers the issues that affect you. And hope everybody's having a great Monday. We got a great show lined up for you on this Monday. And it's day 14 of the GOP shutdown. And on this, 2 weeks of the GOP shutdown, there's a lot to get into. But we've got a great Monday show lined up. But first, and the headlines, Representative Yahoo, this is his real name, of Florida, made a comment earlier that about federal workers, and we know that so many federal workers have been furloughed, and just recently Congress enacted a provision where they would be paid retroactively, but not until the shutdown is completed. And Representative Yahoo says, oh, he didn't know that they weren't going to be working. Really? You're not reading what you vote for? And Representative Yahoo thinks that if they're not working, they should not get the back pay. No, Representative Yahoo, number one, you and many of your colleagues are getting paid, not retroactively, presently. And these same federal workers, you know, when their mortgage payments or credit card payments or were they at the store having to buy a good, you know, they can't tell them, can I put an IOU and I pay when the shutdown is done? No, you have to pay right there. The stores and the creditors aren't going to take IOUs. But Representative Yahoo says they should be paid. They shouldn't be paid retroactively. Federal workers should be paid retroactively. And Representative Yahoo, it's people like you that are the reason there is a shutdown. Why should they have to suffer for your political incompetence and your political malpractice? But tonight, it's all about the GOP shutdown. You know, over the last 2 weeks, we've gotten to 2 weeks of this GOP government shutdown, we've seen a lot of political stunts. except one stunt that we haven't seen is putting up a clean CR vote that Boehner knows he could have 217 votes, a majority of Democrats and some Republicans, same ones, to vote in a clean CR. But Boehner hasn't done it. Instead of doing the right thing, instead, they've done this piecemeal budget approach that we've talked about on this show, one program at a time, whether it's WIC, the Cancer Research Program, the NIH, Head Start, WIC, FEMA, all these programs that they cut in their budget, and they're trying to play this game where, oh, you see, the Democrats don't want to vote for this program, that program. Number one, they never believed in these programs to begin with. Two, they're still trying to cut it to this day. And three, it's one simple solution. Fund the whole government. You don't get to pick and choose which part you want to fund. Fund the whole thing. And the latest, you know, what we saw a little bit of last week was playing games with the Veterans World War II Memorial. And it got even worse yesterday when there was a veterans rally being held in Washington, D.C. And the Tea Party, led by Sarah Palin and Ted Cruz, try to hijack a veterans rally that had nothing to do with the Tea Party. It was non-political. It was about keeping the memorial open. It was called the Million Veterans March. But the organizers said they didn't want it to be partisan. They didn't want it to have anything to do with one political party. It was just all about an issue. And one of the organizers said that we feel disheartened that some would seek to hijack the narrative for a political gain. So the same folks that are talking about exploiting veterans are the same ones that are exploiting veterans, and are the same ones that these World War II veterans, this is the same group of people that want to dismantle Social Security, dismantle Medicare, cut disability. These are the programs that our seniors, and particularly World War II veterans, rely on. Now, don't get me wrong. A monument, a World War II monument, is important. It's important to go to a monument or a park. But if you asked any of these World War II veterans, what's more important, going to see a memorial or their Social Security, Medicare, or disability? And I think they're going to say the latter. And joining me tonight to discuss this topic is Ms. Karen Teagarden, founder of UniteWomen.org. And hello, Karen. Thanks for joining us live on Inside Politics.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. And you're the founder of UniteWomen.org. And for our listeners who may have not heard some of your past appearances, a little bit about what your organization does.
We were born on social media in February of 2012, pretty much in answer to all of the anti-women rhetoric that was occurring at the time. It happened to be the day that that panel of men was sitting in front of Daryl Issa's committee testifying on our behalf on contraception, and they denied testimony to Sandra Fluke, and it was the straw that broke the camel's back for myself and a friend, and we were ranting on the phone, and I hung up and created a group to start organizing to get people on the street, and shortly after we started doing that, I had the idea that this might be more than just rallies. So while we were in the process of organizing 55 rallies across the country all on the same day in 10 weeks, I realized that this is the beginning of an organization, so started putting that in motion, and we now have UniteWomen.org, and we pretty much work on all issues that affect women and their families, and certainly what is happening in D.C. right now affects everyone, and certainly affects women and their families. In fact, if you think about it, it's rare that an issue doesn't affect women and their families.
Yeah, well, you guys are doing a lot of great works. I know one of the things you guys have been focusing on is this GOP government shutdown. And we've seen so many shenanigans. I think it was last week or the week before when you were on the show and we discussed all these political stunts with the piecemeal budget, whether it's the cancer research, CDC, whether it's WIC, Head Start, FEMA, all these programs. And we talked about the World War II memorials. And it got even worse yesterday. And they've been trying to do these photo ops with the World War II veterans at this memorial. And yesterday there was a veterans rally, and it was non-political. They weren't trying. They didn't ask the Tea Party. There wasn't a Tea Party organized rally. And here you have Sarah Palin, Ted Cruz, trying to use this rally to get in front of the cameras for another cheap political stunt.
Yes, and it's really interesting. If you and just like everything else, we can get really upset at what is happening today. But if you kind of take a breath and look at what got us here in the first place and put things in perspective, it makes the picture pretty clear. The organization planning this rally, the Veterans Organization, it wasn't just about getting the World War II Memorial opened up. It was about getting the government opened up, because yeah, government being shut down affects far more than a national park. It slashes their benefits. So if they were really going to be there protesting about getting the government so that it wasn't affecting their benefits. And when you go back to when the sequestration occurred, because right now the sequestration of what we're dealing with in the negotiation, the Democrats want to change the sequestration funding, and the Republicans want to keep the sequestration levels at where they are. Now, you might recall, and this is classic, that after the sequestration, they started calling sequestration. Yet they're the ones that want to keep those spending levels there. In fact, they want to cut them.
And
so it's just classic. They basically create all these problems and then try to turn it around and blame someone else. So you're right. Yesterday at that rally, and it wasn't just Ted Cruz and Sarah Palin, it was also Senator. So we had, elected officials. I mean, Sarah Palin is no longer one, but you had two senators there who have been driving this blaming our president that people can't go and see the memorial. And the language that was used was unbelievable. Not just by the elected officials, but by many of the speakers at this rally. And the fact that these elected officials were there and said nothing or did not disassociate themselves from this kind of rhetoric means that, because I'm sorry, but silence equals condoning the racism, and it was pure racism. For people to carry a Confederate to the White House, I mean, what does the Confederate signify?
I mean, this was at the White House.
I mean, for those that don't know, which I'm assuming most people know, I mean, Americans fought over the right of people to no longer be enslaved.
And then this was at a veterans rally.
To do away with what that Confederate flag signified.
Right, and this was
at... bring that to the White House, where our African-American family now resides.
Right, this was at a veterans rally, people that wore the U.S. uniform, and to bring the Confederate flag, which stands for secession, and then these are the same people that call themselves the Patriot, Tea Party Patriot. I don't see anything patriotic about waving the Confederate flag at the White House, a flag that represents a time when the country was split apart. It's the opposite of patriotic. There's nothing Tea Party patriotic about that.
No, and I'm not even calling it the Veterans Rally anymore because it was hijacked. It is a Tea Party rally, and they were there at the White House saying, quote, this was their demand. The president leaves town to put the Koran down, to get up off his knees, and to come out with his hands up. This, you know, this is not new. People were shocked by it, but this is not new. I sent you a piece that I wrote today. It kind of talked a little bit about how I use politics and activism, and it was really when Sarah Palin started making speeches as the vice presidential candidate. And she really started riling up the crowds with her, I think it was pure racist comments in terms of, you know, he's palling around with terrorists, or just who is Barack Hussein Obama. And then, you know, you heard the kinds of comments that came out of the crowd. Well, since then, it's just gotten worse. And between 2008 and now, we have seen so much racism. And every time we call, any of us try to call it out, we're accused of playing a race card. And we have to stop doing that. We can't shy away from it anymore. We just have to say, you know what, if that's what you want to call it, that's fine, but what you're saying is racist, pure and simple. It's like people like Sarah Palin were giving others permission to really be, to articulate their racism. If they felt it, they now felt that they have permission to say it. And there's always been racism, but it's basically been the fringe that now has become their mainstream. And if you go, I would encourage people, if they haven't already, to read a couple of authors to kind of get a sense of where this is all coming from. One is Jeff Charlotte, who's from C Street, in terms of the role of not religion, but fanatics in the evangelical sector. And then Frank Schaefer, who grew up in that world and has since left it. A little bit of understanding of just how far back this goes and how it's been creeping in to our politics for decades. And the right wing, you know, really, to get elected, embraced the fringe. And now they're paying for it. It's taken over their party.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely the fringes. And we've seen this ever since back when Obamacare was being debated at the town halls. God forbid we debate a law. And it was 2010. And we remember the rhetoric. We remember the signs. People bringing guns to rallies. The racist signs of the president. And, you know, I won't even repeat it on this show. And then when you call them out, I mean, we have the pictures to see your pictures. We see your words. Then they say, oh, you know, it's just one or two people. Well, if that's the case, I don't buy that argument. I'm going to make the argument today that, oh, it was one person with a Confederate flag. Number one, it was more than one person.
Denounce it.
Right. Denounce it.
Rally.
Everybody at that rally should tell that person to leave, denounce that person, say, get out of our rally. The fact that they're letting that person stand there and wave the agree with that person.
Yeah, why didn't attend supposedly leaders there, why didn't they get up after that speech and say, you know what, we believe in the right right of free speech. This is not where we stand. This is not about what this guy said. Or, you know, there's a gentleman here, there was more than one guy carrying a Confederate flag, but, you know,
there's a
gentleman here carrying this Confederate flag. This does not match with, you know, things. No one did that. They just riled them up even more.
Yeah, it was, they were supporting it, they were pushing it, and that's what's so disheartening about it. And this has been brewing for over a week now. I mean, we, as you mentioned, doing photo ops, going out there, right-wing radio encouraging to put up the gates and throw it, and then celebrating when they throw the gates in front of the White House, citing violence, inciting trying to overthrow, go over the federal government. This is just nothing. This is bad for the country. It's bad for this has gone when you do stuff like that. And the RNC, it was GOP politicians, Ted Cruz, many Tea Party politicians were pushing it. And, you know, and what's funny, ironic about all this, when you're talking about World War II veterans, these are the same folks that want to dismantle Social Security, dismantle Medicare as we know it, to a voucher. They don't care for the disability, they want to do cuts to that. They don't properly fund veterans programs the way that this administration has called for. They've called for cuts to different veterans programs in the Ryan budget. So that's what the bunch is. They get up there for photo ops, but they're not telling people that these are the same folks that away with all the programs that these same veterans that helped these same World War II veterans.
Well, of course they're not, because they're here. You know, after the 2012 election, you had some of the more moderate Republicans say, you know what, we need to really go back and think about how we're approaching, elections and, you know, some of our positions and on down the line. It didn't take long for all of a sudden the party to become anti-immigration, anti-Hispanic, anti-gay, anti-women, anti-African-Americans, anti-anybody who is on food. Anti-anybody who relies on government for anything. Well, you know, it's like something like 53% of Americans rely on the government for something. And that's as an individual. We all rely on the government for something. Because look at what the government funds. I mean, okay, let's just take something like the national parks. They aren't a necessity, but they're something that we want. The federal government is what gives us that. The good thing that's coming out of this is some people are now learning just what the federal government does for us.
Yeah, I think that's one thing it's done. And then, you know, despite what's ironic, all the stuff that they're doing, all of it has been about defunding Obamacare, the law of the land, and I don't care what any Tea Partier says, that this is unprecedented. There have been other government shutdowns. There's no trying to do with the shutdown. Boehner has the votes. You know, these games that people like Cruz and others are playing with the World War II Memorial, it's simple. You can open every single park, every monument, every single program in our government with one vote in the House.
At around midnight on October 1st, the House threw in and changed the House rules so the person in the House right now who can bring up a vote to open the gun is Eric Cantor. He is the only person who can now do this based on their news that they have.
And now they're trying.
A great, great video on YouTube of Representative Chris Van Hollen from Maryland, where he is on the floor of the House asking they did this and trying to do away with that House rule. So even things are not passed, but come to probably pass tomorrow, something government raise the debt ceiling. Unless Eric Cantor wants to tick for a vote, it will never come up for a vote, and we will.
Yeah, and they're trying to deny that. And, you know, these are the same folks that are talking about responsibility, yet they're the ones, they always talk about personal responsibility, but they never were bragging about the government shutdown, Bachman and others. Same folks that they were going on right-wing shows saying, we've got to do this, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and others. And they're the same folks that say, oh, you know, nobody will notice of Washington. And then it's been shut down for 2 weeks. The American people are furious, and it's showing in the polls. And now they continue to try to they wanted it. They bragged about it. They continue to brag about it. But then at the same time, they want to blame Democrats for the shutdown. The same folks talk about personal responsibility for their own actions.
No, and they've actually been planning this. They ran on this in 2010, in the 2010 election. Some of the campaign speeches, they ran on shutting down the government and getting rid of Obamacare, and then shut down the government. And this is the first time in our history that we have the government shut down during wartime. We are still at war. It is the first time ever.
And we've never defaulted before. We were threatened one time before, but it was from the Tea Party Congress 2 years ago. We had our credit downgraded for the first time in history. Karen, is they're saying that now they're saying that, oh, you know, this is one of the most dangerous of the rhetoric I've been hearing. They're saying it doesn't matter if we default now.
No. You know, just pay the multiple. They don't understand is with the borrowing that we do from around the world, if those creditors start to question our good signature on the money that we borrow, then they're going to charge us higher interest or not lend us money anymore. Things. So here they are. They're supposedly the people who are paying the deficit. And to our debt and deficit, the government shut down. And if the interest rate goes up on borrowing, then they're adding to the deficit.
It's crazy. And the majority of economists, I mean, just about every respected economist, say it would be disastrous for our country.
Disastrous for the world economy, not just our country.
Right, right. Country for the world. And yet, they want to deny it, much like climate change. Polls, where the president's from, anything or ideology, even country, they're not gonna believe that.
All they have to do is find someone who will say what they want. That is a source. I mean, we within the women's reproductive rights. This lately, it's been at what age does a fetus feel pain? And there's been so much research that shows when the fetus feels pain, but they found someone to say that much earlier so that they legislate to that. Doesn't matter what, they know better than the scientists. They know better than the environmentalists. They know better than the economists. It's mind-boggling. You know, you get someone who is a member of Congress who was an eye doctor. All of a sudden, he's an expert on default.
And then with climate change, 3% of scientists, there is a new poll that came out, and we talked about it on our show, that shows that the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, the Tea Party is down to 21%, 24% for the GOP. And they're trying, many in the GOP are saying, oh, you know, it's just a poll, it's a liberal poll. The pollster that did it, it's Mark, and I can't pronounce his last name, but it was a GOP pollster that did the poll, and he said these are serious for the future of the Republican Party.
Yeah. Yeah, well, remember, you know, they weren't getting any of the polls for the 2020 election either. For showing that Obama was going to win. And Mom, they were devastated because they were believing their own polls.
Yeah. And you know, with this rally, I think the sad part, you know, it was a group of veterans, you mentioned, marching to stop the thing that they created. And it was a rally that they were trying to do that was, they weren't trying to make any, you know, they weren't trying to bring Confederate flags and all that nonsense that Tea Party brought. and to hijack I think wasn't it the name of the rally, 1 million veterans rally. I think it's pretty shameful. It goes down in my book as one of the worst political stunts I've seen.
Well, it's sort of ranked right up, it just shows, because this was, I think, you know, you point program that, they took over the rally and, politicized it, and even made the whole reason for the rally more than what, it's really disgusting.
And then to have this...
whole
anti-racist
event. It was
so
ugly, and that's not what those veterans want at all.
Yeah, that's the sad part in it all. But Karen, I know you're doing a lot of great work. For our listeners, what are some of the things that you and your organization are doing, and how can they support or become a part of it?
We're still continuing our work with United. There are a lot of things that are going to be coming back. Wednesday is a very, very important week in New Jersey, especially for the U.S. Senate. And we've got a real extreme Tea Party guy running against Cory Booker, and the race is actually tightening, which I know a lot of us are just shocked. Those Tea Party people, they're really riled up, and they want to take over the Senate. If they show up and vote and we don't, they're going to gain a Senate seat. So we just really need everybody, even if you live in New Jersey, you can contact Cory Booker's campaign office and help out the vote on Wednesday. Even if you take 15 minutes and make 5 phone calls, if everybody does that, it'll help. It's an immediate thing. And then we've got the governor's race in New Jersey and some major races, including the race in Virginia. So we've got really important elections coming.
Wow, you guys are doing a lot of great work. For listeners, make sure to check out those organizations and events. And Karen, as always, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You guys continue to do great work along with other organizations, and thanks for coming on. Look forward to talking with you in the future.
Same here, David. Thank you so much.
And we're about to head into a commercial break, and you don't have to take our word for it. You can go to that veteran group on their page, and the state condemning it is on there as well. And that's a million vet march on the memorial. On your search, that comes up. It's hh1vetmarch.wordpress.com, where the organizers put out a statement condemning what the Tea Party did, and rightfully so. A pretty cheap political stunt. That doesn't surprise us, coming from the GOP, especially these last couple of weeks. But what a quick to Inside Politics will be right after this commercial break.
And now.
Like the times that we spent hiding out from the rain under the carnival tent, laughed and she'd smile, it would last for a while. You don't know what you got till you lose it all again.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole. A 300-foot deep hole, to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have 3 times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Dunn. The new Sprint Direct Connect with 3 times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee for devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole. A 300-foot deep hole, to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have 3 times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Dunn. The new Sprint Direct Connect with 3 times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee for devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
The going gets tough. The tough get going, 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 going.
And you are Inside Politics with David Caleb to show the issues that affect you. And we got a great second half of the show lined up. But first, in the headlines, we all know about these despicable voter shenanigans suppression laws over the last several years from the GOP. The same folks that talk about the Constitution, yet they, I guess, don't believe in voting rights, the right to vote. But, you know, there's a judge, the federal district judge, that was one of the judges that did one of the first rulings to uphold the first ever voter ID law, came out in a Huffington Post interview and stated that he now retracts. He said he was wrong on making that decision. And he said the reason he voted for the voter ID bill a couple years back was because there wasn't enough evidence at the time showing that it was a violation of the Voting Rights Act, unconstitutional. But now, over the last couple of years, including the 2012 election, he sees the impact these voter ID bills are having on minorities, particularly African-American and Latino voters. And he says that he was wrong, and he retracted on that decision. So, I mean, that's big, huge for one of the judges that ruled for one of these laws to say that he was wrong. Pretty much like... a couple of the judges that voted in favor of Bush and Bush versus Gore have now retracted. You know, it's not when they admit they were wrong, but it would have been nice if they were right the first time. But tonight, it's all about the GOP shutdown, and it's been 2 weeks now. And as we mentioned in the first segment of the show and yesterday, we've got to keep repeating this because the Tea Party seems to be ignoring more the Tea Party, but the rest of the GOP seems to be ignoring it. A GOP-conducted poll, a GOP pollster, did a Wall Street Journal NBC poll, and the Tea Party is at 21%, the GOP 4%, and people believe the GOP by over a 22-point margin between them and the president. And, you know, there's a reason why. The American people know who was calling for a shutdown, who doesn't believe in government, who never has believed in government, and they're seeing the effects of this shutdown. It's costing the lost revenues we're seeing from furloughed federal employees, $1 billion a week. $1 billion a week. It's costing the District of Columbia $150 million dollars. It's already cost us over $2 billion. You, the taxpayer, this government shut down. If this dragged on another 6 weeks, a study conducted showing if this dragged on another 6 weeks, and we hope it doesn't, it will cost us $6 billion. $6 billion in lost economic input. You know, that's disastrous. These are the same folks that haven't passed the Dobbs bill since they took over the House as a speaker. They're quick to do 40 votes to repeal Obamacare, quick to put abortion bills up. I guess that's a Jobs bill to them, bills. And these are the same folks that have done a lot of economic damage to this country, whether it's a credit downgrading in 2011, whether it's the fiscal cliff, whether it's Quester, better known as the Boehner Quester, austerity, over close to a million jobs, state and government, federal government, that hurt our job, the unemployment rate, or it's now the government shutdown and down to default on October 17th. No one's done more damage to this country over the last couple of years than the GOP, and there's too many examples. This has got to be done on purpose. Because one or two times you kind of, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt, but when you have example after example after example, this is a strategy putting politics over country. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or Independent. When you're hurting the country for politics, you got to be called out on it. And joining us tonight to discuss this topic is Mr. Stuart Acuff, union organizer, activist, and author, and regular contributor to the show. And hello, Lord. Thanks again for joining us live on Inside Politics.
Thank you, Dave. It's great as usual to be with you and your listeners. Great intro to the show. And thank you for having me on tonight.
Awesome. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, you've been on the show in the last couple, before the shutdown and since after the shutdown. And we warn of the effects of this shutdown. And we're already seeing, you know, we've already seen so many negative effects of shutdown. And the American people are fed up. American people want our Congress, our politicians to get in there and open up the government.
That's exactly right. I mean, the polling data you shared was pretty incredible and is trending, which means people overwhelmingly blame the Tea Party and the Republican Party as a whole. But the other culprit here that we can't forget are the people who are really pulling the strings. I mean, this strategy was developed at a meeting 6 months ago. It was exposed a week ago yesterday in the New York Times at a meeting of the Koch boys, and Heritage Action, which is new action on the Heritage Foundation, which they created after Jim DeMint became the Heritage Foundation, and Grover Norton, his notorious Club for Growth. They're the ones who are really pulling the strings. I've been saying for a couple of weeks now that the Tea Party doesn't have the brains, the capacity, the strategic ability, or the tactical ability to primary as many people as they're talking about. In other words, defeat people who don't do as they say. But you drop $10 million of unreported income on radio and TV ads, and you can effectively primary a bunch of people, and that's exactly what 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, whatever it is, that's exactly what, you know, the Koch boys and the Heritage Foundation and Grover Norquist can do. And I think it's important for Americans to understand that we're heading away from a democracy towards a plutocracy, and that is a government that is governed by the rich, not by the people. And certainly, the Congress is the radical right-wing Republicans in Congress, the Tea Partiers, the Teabaggers, are working at odds to the Constitution, and they're working at odds opposite of democracy.
Yeah, there's something wrong about that, and where so many Americans are being affected by their shenanigans. And in North Carolina, 50,000 mothers and infants are being affected by the shutdown already, by the WIC program that's being hurt due to a lack of federal funds, already 50,000 in North Carolina alone. And if this drags on over the next month, many, many more will be affected by this program. You know, the WIC program is just one of them. Head Start could also be affected. Over the next couple of weeks, over 23,000 children, 19 to 23,000 children could be affected and already are affected by this. More than 7,000 low-income preschoolers were about to be denied Head Start, but thanks to some some charitable donations, they were able to keep it going. But 23 programs, not 23,000, that served 19,000 total are owed money in October. So that means, you know, by the end of this month, this shutdown drags on. You're talking over 23 programs, Head Start programs. I mean, it's affecting WIC, children and single mothers and moms, and children in the Head Start program.
Yeah, it's affecting an awful lot of people directly. The most insidious are the ones that affect directly the ability of parents to feed their kids or whether or not children get enough food to eat. And when you talk about WIC, that's what you're talking about. Pregnant mothers and mothers with babies who get access to dairy products. So it's affecting an awful lot of people directly, but it's affecting the whole nation economically. All of these dollars are dollars removed from the economy that lower our gross domestic product, that take money out of the economy that we desperately need in the economy so that people have enough money to buy products that spend to increase consumer demand that we really need. We don't have enough money in the economy now. We really need government spending to pull us out of the economic ditch. We've come a long way since 2007, 2008, but we still have a ways to go. And you're exactly right when you said at the top of the show that people who are hurting the country to further their own political ambitions ought to be called out. Well, in fact, they're treasonous. When you intentionally and knowingly hurt the country to win an election, that's treason, and that's exactly what the Republican Party is doing, and it's exactly what the Tea Party is doing. It's exactly what the rich plutocrats are doing. But let's make sure that we put the blame where the blame belongs, and that's the big cat that are expanding their wealth every day beyond any of us's imagination or any of our imagination to even conceive of it, expanding their wealth, who are trying to impoverish the country and crush the middle class and impoverish all of us.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, the Tea Party is just the front group. Ted Cruz, their spokesperson, as we talked before on this show, but it's being funded by big money. The Koch brothers.
Yes. And they're pulling the strings. That's why, you know, I think I've said this before on your show, but there is no political operative in the world that would look at a freshman senator who has a scheme to shut down the government and to force the government to default on its loans, which is what's going to happen in a couple of days if something doesn't change, a freshman senator, and who wouldn't say, game this out for me. Walk me through this. Tell me how this ends up. Tell me what we get out of this. And of course, nobody did that with Cruz. Everybody just blindly followed him. Why? They weren't following Cruz. They were following the money.
Oh, yeah.
Following the orders of the Coke Book Boys and and the orders of the Heritage Action and the orders of Grover Norquist and the Club for Growth. And of course, we all know that Norquist has created this false impression of his own power by whether or not you get the Club for Growth endorsement when you run in a Republican primary. So this is really about big money trying to take over the country, subvert democracy, and we see it every day all around us. You just referenced at the top of the show, the great reference, you referenced the voter suppression, which is running rampant across America now that the Supreme Court has struck down the key central core of the Voting Rights Act. We see it in voter suppression laws, state by state by state. We see it in shutting down the government. I saw a quote last week from Stuart Varney, who's a commentator, a real jerk, and on Fox News, who when asked if he thought the federal employees ought to be paid back after the shutdown, said, no, I wanna hurt these people, as if the people who run FEMA are his personal enemies, as if the people who run NASA and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, are his personal enemies, as if the people who run Head Start and WIC and the food stamps program are his personal enemies, as if the people in the Pentagon are his personal enemies, particularly the civilian employees in the Pentagon. No, this is mean, it's anti-democratic, and it's the attempt to set turn America into a plutocracy. And it is as plain as the nose on your face that's exactly what they intend to do.
Yeah, and we've heard other some despicable comments. One from Congressman Yahoo, who is a Yahoo, from Florida, saying, we did an interview earlier saying that furloughed government federal employees shouldn't get their back pay. He said that he didn't know that that they would be getting back pay and they weren't working. Well, a lot of them are, Representative Yahoo, including our D.C. Capitol Police officers, FAA workers that keep our airplanes and airports safe, the same ones that you fly in, Representative Yahoo. And, you know, this guy, to say that comment, these folks, they're not responsible for the shutdown. They're not the ones that are trying to shut down the Washington because they didn't like a law that passed both chambers of the House, signed the President's desk, the Supreme Court, and they failed 40 times to repeal it.
Right. They failed 42 times, and you may remember that the last that took on it was the night that the shutdown happened. I think the country is beginning to see for themselves what these folks are. When the Tea Party gets an only 21% approval rating and the Republican Party gets only a 24% approval rating and people blame the Republican Party at a 20% higher rate than they do the president, you know that Americans are seeing through this, seeing it for what it is, and they want it stopped. And they want, because we're making fools of ourselves. For one reason, people know this is hurting individual folks. People know it's hurting the country and hurting the economy. People also know that we're making fools of ourselves in front of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire World Trade Organization and International Monetary Fund meet in Washington this past weekend, and all they can talk about is what will happen to the global economy if the United States government defaults on its debt. I mean,
and then we
thought the last time our democracy would be tried like this was 140 years ago during the Civil War. And we thought that war ended forever, the question of whether or not the people can govern themselves. But here we see a group of of a relatively small percentage of the population. Not even 20% of the population trying to destroy democracy and show that the people are not capable of governing themselves.
And this is that same pre-Civil War mindset, the same comments that the Confederates and people in the Confederacy were making pre-Civil War. This is the same. It's the same talking points, the same arguments. State rights. We don't need the federal government. Drown the federal government in a bathtub. Limit federal government as much as possible. Don't intrude on our state rights. It's like the Confederate politicians and folks. It's like Jefferson Davis talking when you hear these folks talk.
Exactly. And Alexander Stevens from Georgia, the vice president, exactly like listening to the two of them make a speech or have a conversation with one another. It's very, very scary because what's behind it is not just a shutdown. What's behind it is defaulting on the debt, damaging the full faith and credit of the United States, and moving from a democracy to a autocracy is exactly what's going on.
And much like today and back then, it's the rich and the powerful rich elites that are using the Tea Party, much like they used the Confederate soldiers back then. It was the plantation owners back then. The plantation owners today are the Koch brothers and their ilk.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a very, very good point. That's exactly right. It's a different time. It's a different economy. And different issues. Then it was slavery. Now it is image.
Obamacare.
But it's the same strategy: destroy the federal government, tear the country apart.
And I guess President Obama is in Abraham Lincoln's shoes, trying to hold trying to hold the federal government together.
Exactly. You know, when you go to this extent to deny people health care, it started off talking about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. they're now all for that. They know that's a loser for them. Too many people have tried to register or have already registered for the Affordable Care Act and for the insurance exchanges. They're all for that. Now they're on, we got a bargain. Bargain about what? You want to cut Social Security? You want to cut Medicare? You want to cut Medicaid? These are serious promises made by the government to people who paid in, played by the rules, and the president's not going to bargain away those things that have kept our elders out of the ranks of poverty since 1935, and he's not going to bargain away, and he shouldn't. It reminds me sometimes when I was on TV doing an interview with a 2-year-old's tantrum.
Yeah.
Really, really.
And you know, these Congress members, when they're sworn in, it's to uphold the Constitution and uphold the law. And Obamacare is the law.
And defend the Constitution.
And defend the Constitution.
And they're acting outside the Constitution. They're acting outside the law. They're acting outside their responsibilities. They're acting outside the interests of democracy and the interests of the people of the United States.
And I wanted to, we got a couple minutes to go. I wanted to, during the first half of the show, we talked about this veterans rally yesterday that was about opening the memorial back up and also about opening the government back up. And Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin, and some of the Mike Lee, some of the Tea Party leaders, this was a non-political event. They didn't want any political party being affiliated. It was just a veterans people's rally. And here come Senator Mike Lee, Sarah Palin, and Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, coming up there and bringing their Tea Party crowd, the Tea Party crowd coming in with Confederate flags, shirts, "Don't Tread on Me" shirts, and you know, the organizers say they were disheartened that this turned into this was hired by a political movement when it was not supposed to be political at all, and the Tea Party turned it into a "I Hate Obama" rally.
And it reminds me of what I believe it was at Kefauver said to Joe McCarthy, "Have you no shame, sir? Have you no shame?" And that is what, look, I mean, how pathetic is it to have Ted Cruz and Sarah Palin turn a dignified rally to show our gratitude to veterans into a political circuit? It's sickening. It's sickening, sickening, sickening. And ask Mike Lee and Ted Cruz if they serve. Ask Ms. Alaska if she served. And yet to shame by taking a solemn ceremony and turning it into a political circus is despicable beyond expression. And hypocritical as well, too.
Yeah, because they're the same folks that are the reason that that memorial shut down in the first place. I mean, that's what's so hilarious. But Stuart,
and you know, look, you and me have known that the Republican Party has fostered anger and hatred for a long time. Now I think the rest of the country is catching on. They're desperate. They're practically, one of the most asinine, stupid, and juvenile things I've heard is, well, we've come to begging the president to give them to stay safe for they made fools of themselves, they made bed, and now they have to lie in. We all need to do everything we can to contact every senator, every member of Congress, and tell them to get this done and don't let the United States of America default on its debt.
Well said.
Founders would be spending.
Well said. I think it's definitely the best. Listeners, how can they learn more about some of the work that you're doing?
Well, Matt, I've just been appointed national organizer of 99, the National Union of Hospital and Healthcare Workers, for which I'm very grateful. It's an exciting new challenge in my life. I'm still writing every day. Working on a new book. I've got a new mini e-book out. It's available on my website for free, called "Change is Coming." It's gotten great reviews. Change is coming. And you can get it off my website at stuartacuff.com.
Keep up work for our listeners. Make sure you check it out. And Stuart, as always, thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, David, and thanks for the work you do. We really appreciate it.
Keep up the good fight.
You too. Bye now.
And that's it for tonight's show. You've been listening to Inside Politics. You can email the show at insidepolitics@ymail.com. Until next time.